We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, I think I can have a pretty good team. Where'd my glasses go? There they are.
At least they weren't on your head.
No, I've had that before, though. That's happened. I think I'd have a pretty good shot to win a seven-game series, certainly a game with a team outside the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens would get the start. Barry Bonds would be in left field. Dave Parker would be in right field. Of course, I'm pulling all these guys out of the primes of their career. David Ortiz, oh, he's in. A-Rod would be at short. Mark McGwire would be my DH. Maybe a little Rafael Palmeiro at first. Do you like him, Ron? Dick Allen at third. Do you like him?
I like my team so far? I like Dick Allen, yeah. I do. The Wampum.
Did you vote for Dick Allen?
I never had it. I think he was gone before I was. He was one of the great nicknames in all of sports. Do you know it off the top of your head?
Dick Allen?
Yep.
Oh, I do.
One of the great nicknames of all time.
Tell me again.
Wampum Walloper.
I like that.
He was from Wampum, Pennsylvania, not far from where I grew up, and he was called the Wampum Walloper.
I love that. Shoeless Joe Jackson would be one of my outfielders. Did he get the short end of the stick there, Ron?
I think he's banned from the game, too.
He was pretty good. Especially for not having any shoes. Here would be my rotation for a seven-game series. Clemens, Schilling, Lincecum, and Oral Hershiser.
Pretty good rotation.
How did Hershiser not get in, Ron? He didn't have the overall numbers? I never knew that. He just had that two or three year run
where he was incredible. Same thing with Lincecum. He won, what, consecutive Cy Young Awards, but never did much else the rest of his career.
Is Ron Guidry in the Hall of Fame?
I don't believe, you know what his nickname was. Another great nickname.
The Louisiana Lightning?
Louisiana Lightning. Is that good or what?
That was Oral Hershiser's from Buffalo. I forgot that, Ron.
I didn't know that.
I don't know, man. He was 204 and 150.
There's a lot of great players that aren't in. There's no doubt. And you mentioned a shortstop. I mean, Vizquel could pick it like nobody else, like Ozzie Smith. He was in that category.
11 gold gloves. And as I said, more hits than Ted Williams, Mel Ott, or Babe Ruth. Oral Hershiser in the playoffs. In the playoffs, in the postseason, 8-3 with a 2.59 ERA. How about that?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
But you'd have a good team inside the Hall of Fame, too. I'll acknowledge that. Of course you would.
Who would you start? I'd start Bob Gibson. I'd take my chances with Bob Gibson. If I wanted a lefty, I'd go with the little left-hander from the Dodgers, Sandy Koufax.
That's a good pick.
No, I'm not going back with Walter Johnson, Christy Mathewson, those kind of guys.
But I might go with Cy Young, Ron. You know how many Cy Young awards he won?
He didn't win any.
Or he won them all. You could look at it that way.
What did he win? 511 games, I believe.
He's won every Cy Young Award of all time. Bob Gibson's a good pick. If you pick him out of, well, any year, but what was the year everything changed?
68? Yep.
Pedro Martinez wouldn't be a bad pick. I wouldn't mind him. Koufax as my lefty or Randy Johnson as my lefty.
How about Tom Seaver?
Yes.
There's another one.
Yes to Tom Seaver.
Who would your closer be? Have to be Rivero, right?
Yes.
Have to be Mariano
yes.
Rivera.
It would have to be.
Yep.
Unhittable. The unhittable closer.
That slider.
Listen, if I could take Chapman from his prime years with the Reds, I wouldn't mind that.
100 miles an hour. Now a lot of guys throw at 100.
My first base? We don't have to go through the whole lineup, Ron. Who would bat leadoff for you? Ricky Henderson? Willie Mays?
Obviously, if you're ignoring all the outside stuff, Pete Rose.
He's not in.
No.
We're talking our Hall of Fame
talking
team.
About guys that are in. Okay. Yeah.
Could do worse than Willie Mays.
Ricky, yeah. Absolutely. Ricky Henderson would be a good one.
Babe Ruth bat cleanup for this ball club?
Probably.
Ted Williams would be my number three
hitter.
Hank Aaron.
Willie Mays. And a guy that no one ever talks about that should be Stan the Man, usual. Probably the most overlooked, unbelievable superstar of all time. You don't think of him with the Mays, Aaron, and Clemente.
No.
And he is right there with them.
How about Willie Mays as my leadoff hitter, plucked out of a year where he had 51 home runs, 127 RBIs, and 40 steals? Do you like that guy, Ron? This would be my lineup, my top four, and then you choose yours. Willie Mays bats leadoff, followed by Barry Bonds in the two-hole. He's not in the Hall of Fame. It'll be Willie Mays, followed by Ted Williams, followed by
Hank Aaron.
Babe Ruth would now. Aaron would be fifth.
Okay.
Aaron was really, really good for many, many years. I want to pluck somebody out of a year where he was just ridiculous. Who's in the Hall of Fame. So Mays.
Well, you could do that. Brady Anderson for 1 year, right?
But he's not in the Hall.
I know.
How about Griffey?
Again, he jumps in. Interrupting you.
In the middle of a thought.
Just trying to help.
Thank you, Seth. I like that. Who'd you say, Griffey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. But I'm going to.
Who's your outfield? Who are you leaving off? If you have Ted Williams, and certainly I'm not questioning that. Aaron, Mays, Clemente, Ted Williams, Stan Musial, Griffey.
Wow.
There's six right there. That's just off the top of my head.
Hold on a second. Let me go back to my top four. I'm in the middle of that thought.
Okay.
It would be Mays. You know who's second? Mays, Mantle, Ted Williams, and Babe Ruth are my four hitters. My top four. You?
Unbelievable.
Who are yours,
Ron? I can't
Ron?
Argue with
Pick a top four.
Any of those guys. I'd totally forgotten about Mantle. I mean, how could I forget about Mantle?
Height of his powers?
No. I just said I forgot about him. I mean, I would argue that until he stepped on that sprinkler's head at Yankee Stadium, despite the fact he was a severe alcoholic, he was the greatest player of all time. I believe that firmly, because look what he did for speed and power, and he did it as a switch hitter.
Mm.
Think about that.
And then
he got hurt, and then he couldn't run the same way. They said he might have been the fastest guy in baseball before he got hurt, and as a switch hitter.
Take him out of his triple crown year, 353 with 52 homers. So these are – I have Willie Mays. I just told you about his year. 50 homers, 40 steals, whatever. He's followed by Mickey Mantle in his triple crown year, followed by Ted Williams the year he hit 400 and hit lots of homers, followed by Babe Ruth.
Can't argue with
that. You like that?
I do. But I still want to know who your three outfielders are.
My outfield.
Well, you just named three of them, so two of them, they have to be there. You have to put
That's my outfield. I'm going to move Mantle or Mays over to left and have Mantle, Mays, and Williams. You?
That's a hard one to argue. I would definitely put Mantle out there.
What about Joe DiMaggio?
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its only eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Jolton Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey.
Jack Sawinski? Ron?
I'd have Mantle, and I'd have Mays, and then, maybe Musial.
Can't go wrong with him.
Can't go wrong with
him. And we're talking people in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Right.
So if you're thinking
that eliminates
Bonds.
I'm leaving Clemente off of that group. And obviously an Aaron.
Clemente.
An Aaron.
Clemente. I mean, how much do we want to emphasize defense? It's not like Mantle and Mays were slouches defensively. But Ted Williams, you might want to take Clemente over him defensively, right?
No one hit like Ted Williams, so.
Nobody hit like him. Nobody did, Ron.
How about this guy's a leadoff guy, maybe?
Jackie Robinson?
Tony Gwynn.
That'd be a nice pick.
He never struck out. Never struck out. Jackie Robinson, for sure.
How about Wade Boggs in this lineup? He was addicted to chicken and sex, Ron. How did he get in the Hall of Fame?
I'm addicted to one of them.
What?
You said he was addicted to chicken and sex. I said I'm addicted to one of them.
All right, I'm not going to pursue that.
I didn't ask you to.
He admittedly was addicted to both things, Ron.
I hear you.
Wouldn't he also drink an entire case of beer on the flight?
Yeah, he was a big beer guy, too. Mickey Mantle was an absolute drunk. And it shortened his life, shortened his career. But my God, could he play? Amazing. There's been some great ones in the sport, hasn't there?
Yeah, and I felt like I was rude to Seth, and I wanted to humbly apologize and ask, what were you saying again?
Ken Griffey.
Yeah, let's take Ken Griffey out of his best season, Ron, shall we?
Yep.
Does Ken Griffey get shortchanged?
Back-to-back 56 home run seasons.
Wow. That's ridiculous. Back-to-back 56 home run seasons. And he was a great defender.
Your catcher has to be Johnny Bench, I'm assuming. Or Yogi?
You can't go wrong with Johnny Bench. How about somebody more modern day, though?
Yachty?
Who are we missing?
Yachty's going to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot, I would think.
Yeah.
Second base. Little Joe Morgan.
I'm a Joe Morgan guy.
I'm a Joe Morgan, too. Those two guys played on the same team with Pete Rose. Think about that. That 75, 76 Reds, the greatest lineup of all time? Tony Perez in the Hall of Fame. Johnny Bench. Morgan.
Yes.
Rose isn't. Yes. Isn't. Concepcion.
And the 70s Pirates were that far off that lineup.
They weren't
by the way.
Good, though.
Not quite that good.
Yeah, Parker, Stargell, Madlock. Yeah, you're right.
Parker, Stargell, Madlock?
Not, who am I missing?
No, I'm saying that's how many batting titles? How many? Right there.
Yeah.
They weren't quite up to par, but also Marino was a classic leadoff guy, right?
That Reds lineup was obscene. No. In Crinkulent,
yeah. So, Ken Griffey, now I'm obsessed with him. How did he never even get 25 steals in a season, Ron? All right, these little baseball curiosities. How is that possible?
I don't know.
He only got to 20 steals twice. But he's right, little Seth. 56 home runs, 147 RBIs, 125 runs. How did he not get 200 hits that year? 15 steals and a gold glove?
You know what?
I'll take him as one of my outfielders, even comparing him to Ted Williams.
You know what he did, too, I'm sure.
What?
Rub Vinny's belly.
Was Vinny covering that team?
Vinny would have been around those teams, and they used to rub Vinny's belly for good luck.
I wonder if Vinny's...
Think about that. Was that scary?
Did they really?
Or what? He told the story.
Wow. I wonder if any told him that he'd be the MVP, God willing, and if the crick don't rise. Ron, how did he get 720 plate appearances in a year? Does that strike you as odd?
Yeah, what's average, 500?
Ken Griffey had 720 plate appearances.
Well, that first tells me he must have played 160 games, 162.
61.
Yep.
You talk about incrinculant.
And if you have a good lineup and you
I don't know that I've ever seen
you
that.
You hit third or whatever, you might get five at-bats a lot of games.
Now, plate appearances include everything, right?
Right. Walks.
So what's the record for plate appearances in a season now?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up while you and Seth entertain the masses.
You're
going
to have to tell me that one. That's a lot of plate appearances.
If it's not 720, then what is it, Seth? Can you tell me that?
I can check on that, but how incredible is it that Griffey Jr. was born in the same hometown as Stan Musial.
Unbelievable.
The Nora Zone.
Holy horse milk. That's not even in the top 100, 720.
What is?
I'm going to tell you next, Ron, in a classic radio tease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.